Unit 1.13. Exercise 3, page 30.
Dr. Doolittle.
Now listen, Doctor, and I'll tell you something. Did you know that animals can talk?
Asked the parrot.
I knew that parrots can talk,
said the doctor.
Oh, we parrots can talk in two languages. People's language and bird language,
said Polynesia proudly.
If I say Polly wants a cracker, you understand me. But hear this. Caca, oi, fifi.
Good gracious,
cried the doctor.
What does that mean?
That means, is the porridge hot yet in bird language?
My, you don't say so,
said the doctor.
You never talked that way to me before.
What would have been the use?
Said Polynesia.
You wouldn't have understood me if I had.
Tell me some more,
said the doctor, all excited. And he rushed over to the dresser drawer and came back with a book and a pencil.
Now, don't go too fast, and I'll write it down. This is interesting, very interesting, something quite new. Give me the bird's ABC first, slowly now.
So that was the way the doctor came to know that animals had a language of their own and could talk to one another. And all that afternoon, Polynesia gave him bird words to put down in the book. After a while, with the parrot's help, the doctor learnt the language of the animals so well that he could talk to them himself and understand everything they said. Then he gave up being a people's doctor altogether. Old ladies began to bring him their pet dogs who had eaten too much cake, and farmers came many miles to show him cows which had the flu, and sheep with broken bones. One day, a plough horse was brought to him, and the poor thing was terribly glad to find a man who could talk in horse language.
You know, Doctor, said the horse, that vet over the hill knows nothing at all. I am going blind in one eye. But that stupid man over the hill never even looked at my eyes. He kept on giving me big pills. I tried to tell him, but he couldn't understand a word of horse language. What I need is spectacles. I would like a pair like yours, only green. They'll keep the sun out of my eyes while I'm ploughing the 50-acre field.
Certainly,
said the doctor.
Green ones you shall have.
And soon it became a common sight to see farm animals wearing glasses in the country round Puddleby. And from then on, there was never a blind horse. And so it was with all the other animals that were brought to him. As soon as they found that he could talk their language, they told him where the pain was and how they felt. And of course it was easy for him to cure them. Whenever any creatures got sick, not only horses and cows and dogs, but all the little things of the fields, like harvest mice and water voles, badgers and bats, they came at once to his house on the edge of the town. So his big garden was nearly always crowded with animals trying to get in to see him. Once, an Italian organ grinder came round with a monkey on a string. The doctor saw at once that the monkey's collar was too tight and that he was dirty and unhappy. So he took away the monkey from the Italian, gave the man a shilling, and told him to go away. The organ grinder got very angry and said that he wanted to keep the monkey. But the doctor wouldn't let him and said he would look after the monkey from then on. So the Italian went away saying rude things, and the monkey stayed with Dr. Doolittle and had a good home. The other animals in the house called him Chee-Chee, which in monkey language means ginger.